Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 32, my king 31 grade.
We had a crash over at Diepkloof, N12 West, a crash on the link to the N1 north of the Diepkloof interchange, obviously queuing traffic and more queuing traffic towards the Crown, and it's added because, well, we got the roadworks. M2 West queuing traffic towards the Crown interchange.
Die Nasionale Rampbestuursentrum met voedselgedraagde siektes as 'n nasionale ramp geklassifiseer. 22 kinders is oor die afgelope paar maande weens voedselvergiftiging dood. Die jongste voorval het oornag plaasgevind met 'n 5-jarige seentjie wat in Soweto oorlede is. Die minister van Justisie, Thembi Simelane, het kommer uitgespreek oor die huidige toename in voedselgedraagde siektes en sterftes veral onder kinders.
Disaster Management Center has in terms of Section 23 of the Disaster Management Act, Section 57 of 2002, classified the foodborne diseases as a national disaster. In addition, the classification hereby encourages all organs of state, the private sector and communities to improve their practices of risk avoidance through the adherence of food safety legislation, standards and procedures.
Die Santswane het intussen 'n Spaza-winkel registrasie uitreikprogram in al 7 streke van die metro van stapel gestuur. Dis in 'n poging om die dodelike uitbreking van siektes deur voedsel die hoof te bied. Die burgemeester kom betel dit vir ekonomiese ontwikkeling, Sarama Basso.
The city of Tswane will license all qualifying Spaza shops or food handling business and issue them with licenses or permits. Consequences for non-compliance include, amongst others, the confiscation of goods, issuing of fines in terms of the city street trading bylaw, and close of business.
Die Valke se hoof Godfrey Lebea sê die uittog van personeel, veral ondersoekers wat in ernstige finansiële misdade opgelei is, raak sake. Die Valke het van die 1 November 33 lede verloor wat elders aangestel is of bevorder is.
Some of the cases that have just been finalized were reported in 2010 and they have only been disposed of in court. So we have got a lot of cases that are currently pending on the court roll, which is why we have got more than 11,000 accused persons that are appearing in the various courts.
Nog nies uit die buiteland, minstens 50 Boko Haram vegters is dood en 7 lede van Nigeria se infrastruktuur veiligheidsmag word vermis na 'n rebelle lokval uitgevoer is op 'n konvooi wat die land se kragnetwerkinstallasies monitor. Volgens berigte word daar na die vermistes gesoek. En Amerika het die 4de keer 'n mosie van die Verenigde Nasies Veiligheidsraad geveto wat 'n onmiddellike en onvoorwaardelike skietstaking in Gaza eis. Die oorlog het in Oktober verlede jaar uitgebreek na Hamas se gewapende vegters Israel aangeval het. Amerika se adjunk-ambassadeur by die VN, Robert Wood.
This resolution would have sent a dangerous message to Hamas. There's no need to come back to the negotiating table. Hamas would have seen it as a vindication of its cynical strategy to hope and pray the international community forgets about the fate of more than 100 hostages for more than 20 member states who have been held for 410 days.
Additional September top story at this hour, the National Disaster Management Center has classified foodborne illnesses as a disaster.
Sure, you don't say, with the amount of deaths. Good grief. I'm a bit confused, though. Maybe you can clear it up for me, Chanel. Why is the city of Tswane sending a stapler to sort out those issues?
A stapler?
Yeah, it's gesaid, it was van stapel gestuurd. And I'm just like wondering, you know, is that where the stapler went from the studio? Because Martin will have a hissy fit if the stapler goes.
It's not Dad Joke Tuesday, wrong day.
Oh, sorry. Oh, ek het genoeg van dit sag al weer. Welcome to our show. As you can tell, it is like the serious show on Jacaranda FM. Chanel and Alex with you till 4. Actually, she's only here till 3 and then she ducks.